Now let's come on to perfect emotion proper. And as I've tried to make clear, it represents the descent of perfect vision into our emotional nature in such a way as to transform it totally. Now, perfect emotion has two aspects. There's a positive aspect and there's a negative aspect. And let us deal first of all with the negative aspect. And this consists of what we call in Pali, nekamma, avyapada and avihinksa. I'll explain what these terms mean. Nekamma is non-desire or renunciation. Now this is extremely important. As we've already seen, perfect emotion follows perfect vision. Vision into the true nature of things, the nature of existence. So one aspect of perfect vision, as we saw last week, is insight into the unsatisfactory nature of conditioned existence, mundane existence, or life as we usually live it. So this sort of insight should have some sort of practical result. And this practical result of this sort of insight is what we call nekamma, giving up or even giving away. It represents a decrease of craving within us, consequent upon our vision of the true nature of conditioned things. We see their inadequacy, and because we see their inadequacy, we become less attached to them, crave for them less. And our grip, as it were, a grip which is usually so tight, so convulsive on mundane things, on worldly things, starts lessening. Craving is, after all, the basic unwholesome emotional state. So we should examine ourselves in this respect, and we should ask ourselves a very pertinent question. We should ask ourselves, well, since I became interested in Buddhism, or since I started considering myself to be a Buddhist, what have I given up? If I have developed some sort of insight, if I am really convinced, not just intellectually but spiritually, that this life and the things of this life, the things of this world are not everything, are not fully satisfactory, then my hold on them should have been loosened. So what have I given up since I started taking Buddhism seriously? There should be some difference. We shouldn't be going along just in the same old way that we were going along before. If there's no difference, it means there hasn't been even a glimpse of perfect vision. We haven't really seen into the true nature of things. It means our interest so far, though it may be a genuine one, is still really an intellectual one, a theoretical one, even an academic one. Nothing more than that. Of course, one must also say that there cannot be any one uniform pattern of renunciation. No one has the right to say, well, because you haven't given up this or that particular thing, therefore you haven't any perfect vision, you're not a practicing Buddhist. Different people will give up different things. But the net result must be the same. The net result must be to make life simpler and less cluttered up. Most of us have got so many unnecessary things. If you were to take out a piece of paper just here and now and jot down all the things which you have, which you possess, which you own, which are not really necessary, then it would probably be a rather long list. But you probably think many, many times before actually giving any of them up. Sometimes people think in terms of sacrifice. They think with a great painful wrench you give something up, but it shouldn't be like that. There's really no such thing as giving up from a Buddhist point of view. It's not so much giving up as growing up. It's not a sacrifice to the adolescent to give up the child's toys. So it shouldn't be a sacrifice for the spiritually mature person, or a person who is at least verging on spiritual maturity, to give up the toys with which people usually amuse themselves. I don't suggest we should do it in a violent or dramatic fashion. Not like the gentleman I heard about the other day on the radio who climbed up the Eiffel Tower and threw his television set off the viewing platform. He was protesting against the the quality of French television programs. In this country, of course, I understand television programs are much better. We don't have to protest in this way. But at least his action indicated a certain degree of detachment from his television set, which is perhaps quite admirable. But the point I'm trying to make is that if we really have some sort of vision, perfect vision, of the true nature of things, and if we have seen the inadequacy of material things and worldly things, well, we surely can expect that our hold upon some of these things will be relaxed, and that we shall be quite willing and quite happy to let some of them go, to have just one car, and so on. I need not go into any details.